Good Thursday morning. Only one more day to the weekend, but of course, it's kind of a mini start to the weekend already because we got the Sweet 16 tonight. So there's already something to like get excited about and get in celebratory mode. Hopefully, celebratory mode.
Hopefully.
That's right.
On Friday. Here with Jack Olson. Jack Olson was here to start the show off, the executive director of Pawnee County Economic Development Corporation. But I have in studio now Adam McCaffrey, director of therapy and recovery services for Pawnee Mental Health, and Jardine Ingram, a therapist for Pawnee Mental Health. We got about 9 minutes left in the program, and the phone lines are open if you want to call in and ask any advice, have any comments or concerns. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Adam, you said you had to have some other things that you wanted to go over before we were done this morning.
Yeah, just a couple of things. And, you know, I mentioned earlier about how we had a therapist, you know, at the Women's Health Group. And one thing that we are starting to find at Pawnee is, you know, really the idea of co-locating therapists at different places and meeting people where they're at rather than having them come into our office has been, you know, really beneficial for Pawnee and also the client that's coming in for treatment. So, like I said, we've had somebody at Women's Health Group providing services for over a year now. And then we've also started co-locating in schools around our area. So we have, we've had a therapist over in the Junction City Schools, again, for probably a little over a year, providing therapy services to students in that school. We also have been working with St. George Elementary, where we have a therapist who started there in February. We're working with St. Mary's School District, and we'll have a therapist in their elementary and high school. And then also Marysville will have a therapist who started there actually this month in their elementary school. And we find that it's beneficial, especially like with those students, because one, there's just more consistency with treatment as far as, you know, they can get to the appointments a lot easier if it's at the school than if, you know, after school, the parents who might be working or something like that are trying to bring the student to our office. And then especially in those smaller towns where, you know, Pawnee doesn't have an office like it at St. Mary's or in, you know, St. George, instead of having to take the child out of school to drive them to Pawnee, go to the appointment, drive back, and they miss, you know, more school because of that. If we have the therapist in the school, you know, the student just has to walk to the office, see the therapist, and then, you know, go back to class. So they're not missing that travel time that they would be taking out of school for. It's also been helpful as far as just the interaction with, you know, at the schools with the teachers. So the therapist can, you know, if there's releases signed and everything like that, talk to the teachers about how is the student doing, in addition to, you know, the feedback we get from the families. We can also get that feedback from teachers in the schools about how the student might be doing. And then I guess at the Women's Health Group, kind of the same thing. Our therapists there can, you know, have direct communication with the physician or the nurse that might be seeing the patient at the Women's Health Group and get feedback on you know, how they see things are going with that client or that patient. So it's been a neat process, and I think something that I kind of also mentioned before, like with integrated healthcare, that's definitely going to be the way things are going. So it's an exciting thing to be able to do.
And Adam, I'm really glad you bring that up, because that's really something that I feel like been kind of lost in this conversation when it comes to this conversation about keeping kids safe at school. We hear all these suggestions about arming teachers. We hear all these suggestions about putting in bulletproof glass and fortifying schools and getting more school resource officers. But I feel like as far as the national conversation, we haven't really heard a lot about like more school therapists. Mm-hmm. It really kind of boggles my mind now that I think about it, that we haven't heard about that sort of solution much in the national headlines when it comes to this topic.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I guess it's maybe, you know, it's not as, if you're talking about national headlines, maybe not as interesting to talk about having a therapist in the school as much as it is to bring, you know, the guns and stuff like that into it. But, you know, I mean, just in my opinion, that's, you know, that's something we really need to focus on is, you know, providing that help there in the schools and, you know, as making it as accessible as possible for students to get help.
Right, because that's, as we mentioned earlier, people do when these, as far as this topic when it comes to school safety and school shooters and just mass shootings in general, everybody talks about mental health all the time when it comes up, but as far as the follow through on it. It just seems like this buzzword that's talked about, but it doesn't get much deeper than that. And that's something you just brought up about having more school therapists. That's something that seems like it, you would think it would get a little more traction. As far as USD 383, well, what are their capabilities as far as school therapists? Is it just one for the entire district, or is there more than that?
I think each school, or not each school, but several of our buildings share school social workers, and some of our buildings have their own social worker. And lots of times, school social workers and school counselors kind of get lumped into one group, and they do sort of separate different things. And I think that what, at least not nationally, but on the state level, our conversation, the previous governor and I think the current governor in their state of the state both talked about increasing school social workers, school counselors, school psychologists, because they realize that that social emotional health piece is very important. And so at least, I mean, maybe not nationally, but at least in Kansas, we're talking about it. We hope to get some action on that, I would imagine. And I think that Adam is doing a really great job of reaching out to the rural areas, because mental health services are so hard to access in those more rural areas of the state. And so by giving those kids an opportunity to see a mental health professional right in their school, we can pretty much pick up a whole different population of students we'd never be able to reach otherwise, because it's impossible to drive all the way from St. Mary's, for example, to our Manhattan or even our Wamego office and not miss out on so much school. And so how do you balance that, right? A kid's academic education versus their emotional health. And so we don't have to make them choose anymore by putting a therapist in the school.
If anything, this really just shows, I feel like this whole conversation is just really just shown just how much of a multi-prong approach that you need to take to a lot of these different issues. It's not just one idea that's going to solve everything. It's a lot of different ideas.
Mm-hmm. Integrated care, like you said.
Yeah. And I have to say, you know, all the school districts we've worked with so far that I mentioned have been great. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of time before, you know, we reach out to more Manhattan schools. But like Jordine has mentioned, you know, so far the focus has been more of the rural schools, just because that's the access to care is harder to get out there. So we've kind of started there. But definitely all the school districts have been great to work with, and I appreciate the partnership we've had with them.
And Jordine, you'll be with us next week with your alter ego.
I will.
Jordine Coleman, yep. School board member, if anybody hasn't figured that out yet. But
you let my secret out on the radio.
I know. You'll have to come up with a different alias now.
I will. I'll bring it to you next time.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in. Adam McCaffrey, Jordine Ingram, Pawnee Mental Health. Thanks so much for coming on. If you miss any of this episode of In Focus, well, later today we'll have it on demand on News Radio, KMAN.com. Happy Thursday. Go Cats.
Color me confused.
It all makes sense now, right? The puzzle pieces have come together.
Wow, mind blown. Good to have you in, Jordine, as always. Hey, we're moving up on 10 a.m. We have a special edition of Power Cat Game Day for you live beginning at 6:30 from Atlanta. Make sure you join us for that. And, of course, K-State basketball here in the Sweet 16 against Kentucky will have coverage on K-Man. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick at the game this afternoon begins at 4. Go Cats!
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kafe, and Israel's the latest country to open an investigation into Facebook. Other nations and the U.S. Congress also want answers after the data.